the Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
How's your weekend, buddy?
Busy.
Did you watch that incredible brickyard race? I know you did.
With all the crashes?
I know you're a huge NASCAR
Actually, player. I did. I was watching it yesterday.
Were you really?
What is overtime? I've never heard of that.
I don't know. You got to tell me.
What is overtime?
That's why I had the final lap of Kerry Murphy on this show in the off hours of the recap, because I really don't know.
I mean, I saw. I've casually turned on NASCAR a few times. I've never seen overtime. What does that mean?
A lot of cautions, I guess. And
okay. A lot, yeah. There was a lot of crashes. That's all they showed.
Social media was blowing up over it.
When I was younger, I used to watch NASCAR just for the crashes. All you had to do is watch SportsCenter. They'd show all the crashes. SportsCenter was probably an extra half hour long last night just for the crashes in that race. It was crazy.
Well, let's talk baseball.
No.
I know you're upset, but there is a lot of Tigers and Brewers news, some of which is actually intertwined. Tigers end up winning yesterday, and of all people, Matthew Boyd looked fantastic for a while anyway. He led the Tigers over the Twins 9-6. Iglesias had three hits, including a two-run homer in the seventh. But I think the most impressive thing was Shane Green. He inherited bases loaded and just, I think it was like 12 pitches or something. I mean, it was impressive. Just boom, boom, boom. See ya. Sit down.
But the Indians won.
Yep. Which makes the Tigers how far out?
I believe 6.5. 6.5.
Now they take on Kansas City again.
Which is a team they have to catch, but they have to catch Cleveland too. And I don't know. Cleveland's starting a little hot right here in the last couple days.
They're one. Cleveland or Kansas City is 1.5 games behind Cleveland.
Yeah, Minnesota's 2.5,
and they carry a 5-game winning streak into Detroit, by the way.
There you go.
Now, here's the news. Tons of trade rumors going
on.
Yeah,
but we've been talking about rumors. They're all been rumors.
One's a big one.
Okay.
Justin Verlander's supposed to start in the opening game versus Kansas City. However, they brought up Drew Verhagen because apparently the L.A. Dodgers, who just lost Clayton Kershaw for 4-6 weeks.
I knew that was going to happen as soon as I saw that last night. I'm like, the Dodgers are not going to stand pat. They're going after somebody.
They want Verlander.
Is that going to happen?
Well, they've already even released 5 prospects that they are willing to wheel and deal combinations thereof. And they're all in the top 100 of Major League Baseball, too, by the way. All 5 of them are, including Willie Calhoun as a second baseman. Yadier Alvarez, who's a right-handed pitcher. Yusel Diaz, who's an outfielder. Alex Verdugo, who is an outfielder. And Walker Buehler, who's another right-handed pitcher. All are in the top 100 prospects. Some in the top 20 that they are willing to wheel and deal for Justin Verlander.
Who is starting tonight?
Supposed to be starting, you know.
Allegedly.
We don't
starting.
Know.
Okay.
We don't know if this is going to get done. If it gets done before game time,
he won't start.
No, Drew Verhagen. Sounds like it.
So where's the intertwining Brewer news?
The Brewers have made it very clear they want Ian Kinsler.
Oh, no. I saw that yesterday.
Second baseman for the Tigers. And, you know, Eric Sogard's still not doing well. Second baseman that you guys usually rely on.
Well, he just got back from being injured.
Well, I guess not going so well. Rehab.
Oh, well. The team isn't going so well. They lose another game to the Phillies. We're not just talking any team here. We're talking the worst team in baseball.
How many did they lose against the Pirates?
All 4.
And how many have they lost against the Phillies?
They just lost 2 out of 3 in the beginning, and then they lost 1 out of 3 right after that All-Star break. They have won 3 games out of their last 10.
It's not looking too good here for the Brew Crew.
And, yeah. And
you're dumbfounded
now. No, you confused me for a minute because Sogard is their shortstop. I'm like, what is he talking about?
I thought he
about?
Was the second baseman.
No, Villar is the second baseman. Oh. Was batting .223.
Well, that might be why they want Kinsler.
Yeah. You know who's on fire lately, though, is Braun. At least he's doing something. Now he's doing it with losing games.
Trade bait.
Yes. So, after today, the Brewers could be in second place. They're now tied with the Cubs, and the Cubs are playing right now, and the Brewers are off. And the Cubs are winning right now, 1-0 over the White Sox.
Well, they're off today, and then they go to Washington, right?
Yeah. But then there's some Washington news. You see, Strasburg got pulled out with stiffness in his arm. Strasburg, I should say. Yeah.
Strasburg.
Whatever his name is.
It's a classic Steve-O right there.
Yeah, you got it.
Gio Gonzalez starting for Washington. He's got a 2.83 ERA. So good luck with that.
That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
they can't lose today. They can either be up by half game or down by half game.
So I got some interesting other statistics on the Tigers, and then we'll get to the British Open results in the second half. How about that?
Sure.
Big Boy Sports Recap. We'll continue right after this. It's the Outdoor Show.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
And yet again, the one day.
One day is supposed to rain. Wednesday. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny in 81.
Oh,
I have
you're good for
my
that.
Graywalls League tomorrow. So.
Oh, I have my Graywalls League tomorrow.
And my daughter's
take a
qualifying for the finals tomorrow for the junior golf, Marquette junior golf program. So.
Good luck to her. Good luck, Leah. All right, so give them a call. Get a tee time. And the clubhouse is open to the public. 225-0721, the Marquette Golf Club. All right, so I wanted to mention
by the
this.
Way, not so fast on the Verlander trade thing, because it says the Cubs are just as interested. They want him and Avila, Alex Avila. So it's going to happen today, I bet.
Not so fast.
It's going to happen today.
It could.
I think the Dodgers.
Days left in the.
The Dodgers have such a ridiculous payroll already, though. It's $248 million. By far the highest payroll in baseball.
Well, you mentioned the Dodgers, which you would think they had, especially as good as balls they're playing. They're actually up in their viewership, their TV ratings locally, up 24% this year. Do you want to know what their actual rating is?
Yes.
1.48. Thank you for saying yes. 1.48. That's all they're getting. Would you like to know the top five MLB teams in terms of TV ratings?
Number one is the Yankees.
Nope.
Number one is the Astros.
Nope. Why don't you just let me tell you? Because we're going to sit here all day. First of all, the Tigers are down 22%.
Okay.
But there are three teams from the Central Division, the AL Central, on the top five. The Royals are number one. They dominate with a 7.69. And they're down 37% because they haven't been doing so good this year.
Hmm.
Still number one. Indians are number two, 7.52. The Cardinals are number three, 7.06. The Orioles are number four at 6.07. And the Tigers, even though they're down 22%, are number five at 5.42. That just tells me that Tigers fans are incredibly loyal. Incredibly. I can't believe the Dodgers are having a paltry 1.48.
It's L.A. There's a lot more to do,
I guess. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the British Open here quick.
Yeah.
How about Jordan Spieth?
How about Jordan Spieth, who was basically falling apart in this? He was 3 over par in the front. He was 4 over par after 13, and it's like, okay, Matt Kuchar is going to win. Matt Kuchar was leading right there. And then what did Spieth do? 14, birdie. 15, eagle. 16, birdie. 17, birdie.
Birdie.
Game over.
I mean, he was just dominant at the end of that round.
It was crazy. And then Kuchar went birdie on 15 and birdie on 17. Then he bogeyed 18. So he needed a birdie on 18, and he would have forced a playoff.
Did you watch any of it?
I watched a lot of it. I had it on at work, so I couldn't really see much. It was pretty darn busy. So notables: McIlroy tied for fourth. You know, no huge names really way up the leaderboard, though.
Well, Spieth is going to head into next month's PGA Championship, looking for a win there, which would be
His career Grand Slam,
and
would it be? Because he's got
just the sixth golfer in history who would get a Grand Slam.
Career Grand Slam. He's won the Masters. He's won the U.S. Open. He has not won the PGA.
There you go. I just wanted to finish up here. 20 seconds. Jerry Jones speaks out for Ezekiel Elliott. Imagine that. He says, there's zero evidence, none, zero, of any domestic violence. It's all he said, she said.
Yeah, sure.
And that's about all I have to say about that.
And on the same note, Dallas Cowboys wide receiver yesterday, Lucky Whitehead, was just charged with larceny for shoplifting.
Dallas, man.
You're getting paid to play in the NFL and you're shoplifting?
Big Boy Sports Recap brought to you by
Big Boy.
It's the Outdoor Show. See you tomorrow.